Are you a Christian? How do you know? If you were to be challenged, how would you know that you were a Christian? And that's exactly what's going on in that first reading, where Paul has been doing a lot of good work. Paul and Barnabas and his group, baptizing the Gentiles and telling them that they're saved. And then along come these loose cannons from Jerusalem, these Jewish Christians who have a different point of view, and their point of view is, no, you've got to be Jewish Christians. I mean, God revealed everything to us. You have to be Jewish Christians. You've got to be circumcised. You've got to follow the dietary rules. Now imagine you just risked everything to become a Christian. You believe in Jesus Christ. You've been baptized. You can't go to the Roman temples anymore and eat the meat that's been sacrificed in the temples. You probably have to stop being a public official and somebody who has to regularly honor the Roman gods and the emperor. You just risked everything to become a Christian. And as if that wasn't enough, along come these guys from Jerusalem and say, we're the genuine item. We're the real McCoy. You're not Christian. I don't know about you, but I'd be pretty upset. And that was the issue that was setting up the reading in today's first reading. And it was a big enough issue that you didn't leave it to local busybodies to try and figure it out. You circle back to the church. And that's what the story is all about. They circled back to the church and asked the apostles. And the apostles sorted it out. Said, no, they don't have to be practicing Jews to be Christians. They have to be baptized. They can't go play around with the Roman temples and the things that have been sacrificed at the temple. You have to be faithful to Jesus Christ. It was sounds simple, but it was pretty important. So how do you know you're Christian? And that question has been in every single generation since the beginning of the church. It's a pretty important question. Again, it's in the gospel. Whoever loves me will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. How do you know you're Christian? Well, you keep the commandments. That's for starters right there. That's what Jesus is saying. He's putting his name on those commandments. Those are his commandments. After all, Jesus is God. That's one of the basic ways you know that you are Christian. If you do not believe that Jesus is God, you can't be Christian. It's that simple. Jesus and the Father are one in the Holy Spirit. We're Trinitarian Christians. We believe in one God and mysteriously three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is what our creed, the Nicene Creed, helps us to sort out. And it was created precisely to deal with this issue of who am I? Now, the Nicene Creed is almost 1,700 years old, and it is based upon the earlier Apostles' Creed, which may go back to the very first generations of the church. And the creeds help us to answer that question, who am I? By what do I believe? If you can say the creed and believe it, all of it, including that Jesus is God, then you're a Christian. And if you can't, and you don't believe Jesus is God, then you're not. It's that simple. We don't have to complicate things. You may be a good person. It's not about good people and bad people. But you got to believe Jesus is God, and you got to keep his commandments. That's pretty simple. So who's a Christian? Well, it's just as big a question today as it was in the first generations. So, for instance, there are a lot of people who say they believe in God. Lots of people claim to believe in God. They're just not too sure about Jesus Christ. Let me give you an example. How many of you had that knock on the door, and it's these very nicely dressed people carrying Bibles? You ever had that happen? You know, maybe Jehovah's Witnesses. You ever have that happen? Yeah. Good people. Well-mannered. And they want to come and talk to you about God. Now, you need to understand something about Jehovah's Witnesses. That is a sect that is less than 100 years old. Some of their beliefs go back to 1870, but the general group traces their beginnings back to 1931, a little bit after the Mexican Revolution, about the same year that the American gangster Al Capone was sentenced to prison for tax evasion. That's not very old. That's the age of that sect. They made up their own Bible based on the King James Version, but they insisted on translating it themselves. So they're not even carrying a Bible you would know or have in your house. And they do not believe that Jesus Christ is divine, that he's God. Jehovah's Witnesses are not Christian for that simple definition. It's helpful to know that stuff. That doesn't make them bad people. It just clearly defines them not as Christian. Neither are Mormons, because Mormons don't believe Jesus is divine. Muslims are very much like Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. They don't believe that, they believe in Jesus as a prophet, but they don't believe in Jesus as divine. And they're our brothers and sisters, but they're not Christians, simply because they don't believe that Jesus Christ is God. And this is precisely the reason we have our creed. Now, I've been offering in the back of the church at the doors these creed cards in English and Spanish, and I invite you to get one and take it home. I'd even invite you to take it and tack it up there on the wall next to the front door. And the next time you get that, now we're going to be good people, and they're good people, so we're going to welcome them with a smile because they're our brothers and sisters. And you say, how can I help you? And they say, well, we're here to talk to you about God. And you said, wonderful. Come on in. And then you say, I tell you what, I happen to have right here next to the door a summary of everything Christians believe about God. It's a nice summary. It's really old. It's not 2,000 years old, but it's pretty old. And it goes back to the beginnings. And let's see if we can say this together. Can we stand side by side and say this creed together? I believe in one God. So far, so good? So far, so good? I believe in one God. Well, they'll be with you so far. First line. The Father Almighty. Okay. Maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. Okay. So far, so good. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ. The only begotten Son of God. Queasy. Born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made consubstantial with the Father. He's made of the same stuff. Nobody knows what it is, but he's made of the same stuff as God. About this time, they're reaching for the doorknob, okay? Because they can't say this. They can't go there with you. And that's the purpose of the creed. Because if they ask you in their house to stand and say their creed, you couldn't say theirs either. That's the way a creed works. It's like a knife that cuts clean to the bone and defines what is it that I actually believe in. And then how important is it to me? Through him all things were made. We're talking about Jesus now, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and was made, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. Uh-oh. He's God. He's the Creator. He made everything. He even made his own mother. And then he was born from his own mother that he made. That'll make you go tilt. And that's part of the mystery of being a Christian. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Paul found out that the Greeks had a really hard time with this, as did the Jews. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified. We are Trinitarians. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's who we are. Most Christians believe the same thing. With the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit is adored and glorified, and he's spoken through the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We've got to have some place to circle back to. The creed was born with the fathers of the church precisely to deal with what's a Christian. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. You have to know your creed. I encourage you to take it home. Pray with it. Get an extra copy and tack it up next to the front door to share with all your friends. It'll be a defining moment. That's the point. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.